Hello there, Peterman here. And this is Out and About with Elaine. Nice to know that she's gainfully employed.
Everyone, and welcome to Out and About with Elaine. My name is Elaine LaRoche, and you are listening to our wonderful show today. We've got a ton of things to talk about. I don't even know where to start, but it was 46 degrees coming here this morning, and Jim Corbin is going to be calling in at 7:35, to give us an update on the weather, and hopefully it'll be warm and sunny and 80 degrees. No, it really isn't going to be that warm anymore. On the board, we have Mike Catanzaro, who is going to keep me focused and make sure that I take the breaks on time. So good morning, Mike. How are you today?
Good morning, Elaine.
It is cold out today. Holy crap.
That's because we've been spoiled.
I know. We have been very spoiled with the nice warm weather. The fall has just been really unseasonably warm, I think, and it's just been really, really great. So now we've got to face the piper, I guess, as far as that goes.
Yes.
So listen, our show is Out and About with Elaine, and sometimes I get a chance to go out and about. And I had a really great opportunity to go to the Dana-Farber Unmask Cancer fundraising event in Boston. And I have to say, I love to go to our own local fundraising events. But when given the opportunity to go out and about and, going to a very exclusive fundraising event, sometimes, you can try to schmooze into a place. Some people think that they're all that. I don't. But, I've never seen so many rich people in one particular place. I mean, seriously, the money.
Isn't that
diamonds.
Washington, D.C.?
Oh, no. This is Boston, Massachusetts, at the 5-star Mandarin Oriental Hotel. And, it was really something. They had this, it was all for a good cause, let me tell you, Dana-Farber. And actually, I met the event planner for Dana-Farber, and I'm going to have her on the show. I asked her, I gave her my card because I always carry my cards, and I said to her, would you like to come on and talk about Dana-Farber and some of the fundraising things that you're going to be doing? So we're going to partner up with Dana-Farber, which I'm really, really excited about. And but this party was something I have never, they had somebody that, they hired somebody from New York City to come and sit at a table. And I'm talking to people. I'm having a glass of champagne. Oh my God, that sounds so presumptuous and pretensive. And I'm not that way, believe me. But they were serving open bar all night, champagne, wine, and beer. I guess it was, and drinks and scotch and bourbon and all of that stuff. Wow. And as soon as you put the drink down, I was turning to talk to somebody, someone would come by and take your half. Glass of whatever you were drinking and replace it. I mean, they were like waiters and waitresses that were all around. I mean, jumbo shrimp, the size of me, and I'm 5'1". It was just unbelievable. I mean, they were huge, like oysters, and that was the raw bar. Then they had lobsters and different things, sliders. And I mean, the food was great. They had a chef that was preparing Oriental food all night. They had a sushi bar that had any imaginable thing, and everything was just top shelf all the way. Then you go in, and they had a presentation, live auction, and they had a silent auction, and they had a DJ, and it was just really, really an amazing thing. But the one thing I wanted to share with you is, here's the thing. That, when you see Extra or Entertainment Tonight and the celebrities that are being interviewed and they have a wall behind them of the sponsors?
Oh, yeah. I saw a picture of you with that.
Right. So everybody is like doing these model poses and things like that. Like, I'm all that. Look at me. So just for fun, I said to one guy, I said, excuse me, could you just take my picture? So I did jazz hands because it's like I'm not taking this too seriously. But I have to say I had a really great time up there in Boston. And they raised over $200,000 for the Dana-Farber Cancer Fund. So kudos to Dana-Farber. They were just really, really great. And then I switched gears and I became grandmother again because my granddaughters had their recitals the same weekend. So instead of going to Hazel's concert on Saturday night, I was in Boston. But Sunday, I love my granddaughters, don't get me wrong, but 3.5 hours, 42 dance numbers, and my granddaughter was only on stage for 3 of the numbers. And the way that the dance studio happens is the kids go on, like my granddaughter went on for the first 2 songs. You know, like song number 7, she was dancing for 3 minutes, and song number, 12, 2. So you had to wait. Then they had intermission, and then you had to wait again to like song number 41, and then she was on again, and then they had the finale, then it was over. So I devoted my Saturday for fundraising and Sunday for granddaughter. Yeah, it was insane. It was a really crazy weekend. So this weekend, I'm so happy to like kind of decompress a little bit. But then there's a jazz concert tonight that I might go to because a friend of mine asked me, hey, what are you doing? And I said, oh. So her boyfriend is playing. So we might go up there to Chance tonight. So a lot of things going on in the area. I do want to let you know. But some fun things before we get into serious things. I mean, we had the debate this week, and I want to talk a little bit about that, and there are other things that are happening. But, Mike, did you hear about there are scientists that are so close to developing a male birth control pill? And I say, well, if you can't remember, it'll never be successful because guys can't remember to even take out a trash once a week. How are they going to remember to take a birth control pill every day? So I just don't think that that's going to happen, so I don't know. Anyway, guys, we're talking about different things such as Halloween. Now, I invite you to call in at 508-222-1320. We do have some Halloween safety tips, but I'm going to ask Mike about Halloween costumes when you were a kid.
Oh, what I wore?
Yeah, because like I never had a store-bought costume ever. I grew up where my parents would say, look around, you can borrow your father's shirt, you can borrow a dress of mine, but you're not going to, we're not spending any money on Halloween. You made up things, I mean, yeah.
I remember when in the 70s, my parents would buy that, those plastic face mask things of your superhero character that you liked with the little rubber band thing in the back, and then you had the plastic costume that you would put on. But we got older, we made our own costumes.
Did you too?
My sister went out one year as a bag of jelly beans, and what she did, she got a big clear plastic bag, put Branch's candy sign, made a candy sign in front of it, made it look like that, and she put like all little balloons in there, made it look like jelly beans.
What a great idea.
Yeah. I went in one year as a skyscraper. I got a bunch of boxes from where I was working at that time, and I cut little windows in them, and I made like a gothic looking skyscraper, and it's kind of like reminded me of Transformers, because I was like walking around like that, and then I had the bottom street with all the cars and everything, and even on the top I had a swinging plastic Batman.
No kidding.
I came in second place in a Halloween costume contest.
Wow. I'm amazed. That is
this
just
is going
so
back
cool.
to like the late 80s,
No, you're kidding. It was last week.
No, it wasn't.
Well, anyway, I know that you live out of town, but in Attleboro we had a huge debate on Wednesday. It was quite the thing. I didn't watch it. But as I was driving around, I did hear it on our station, WARA 1320, between Mayor Dumas and Representative Paul Heroux. And both sides, presented their facts. And we want you to make sure that you vote on November 7th. It's very, very, very important to get out and vote for your favorite candidate. And for real, seriously, folks, you know, really, this is the time when, you know, you have to step up and don't let somebody just say, oh, I'll let somebody else vote, or that person's a shoo-in to win. Not this time. You know, the election's going to be...
Well, the favorite one is, I don't like either candidate, so I'm not going to go vote.
Right, and that's ridiculous. I think that, basically, I think now's the time that you have to do that. You have to step up. And I understand that the newsmakers from Channel 12 were actually here, and you can see the debate on Channel 12 tomorrow at 5:30 a.m. And later on Fox 64 at 10 a.m. So if you've missed the debate, you can... you can watch it and decide for yourself. So we have a lot of different things. So anyway, getting back to Halloween, there are some safety tips that you should be aware of. And I've written some of the things down, but here's the thing, and I'll just read it to you, even though I don't like to read verbatim, but I guess I probably should. But they say, like, when you're celebrating Halloween, include battery-operated lights for the pumpkins instead of candles. Now, I don't think anybody, maybe kids used to carry candles for lights. I don't know. But generally, I used to give my kids flashlights and go out with them. And they say more kids are injured by cars than fire in Halloween. Well, that makes sense, because if a kid's stepping off a curb and not paying attention, I mean, kids are kids, and they see the porch light on across the street, they're going to start darting in and out. So you have to be very mindful of that, unless you've got kids that are really strategic and they go down one side of the street to houses and then cross over and then go down another. But, you know, kids are kids, you know. And of course, word gets around who has the real Hershey bars, or the large size Hershey bars versus the small trinkets and toys or whatever. So, but I remember growing up when we were doing Halloween, there were certain things, and I said the same thing to my kids too, like make sure you stay together, and they're not allowed to eat any candy until you got home. And and I know that the kids probably didn't listen to me, of course, but you know, parents just kind of inspect it, because everybody had that thing about, you know, apples and different things in candy and fruit and stuff like that. And but it was interesting that we just dump out all the candy. And we didn't have any fancy Halloween trick-or-treat bags. We used pillowcases and went around the neighborhoods like that. And my kids did, too. They didn't want the fancy, you know, Halloween things that my granddaughters have today. But whatever they do, wherever you go.
Do people actually go out trick-or-treating? Because they don't see a lot of kids anymore.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I live on a small side street. There's only four houses on it, and I get inundated by 80 kids.
Really?
Yeah. I have to get, like, about six bags of candy. Of course, they're all my favorite, because if we don't...
You're gonna eat them all before they come?
No, after they come. After they come. But, I mean, like, I've dressed up, and I think last year I kind of scared kids, because I dressed up as a witch dressed in black. And I just stood there with the light on, very, very still, with a bucket of candy. And they came up to the door. And as they opened the door, I go, "Happy Halloween!" And the kids were, like, scared out of their minds. So then I said, I better not do that this year, because it would be too much. The parents laughed. They thought that was funny. But... Yeah, it's just one of those things. Hey, listen, we're going to take our first break. We come back. There's a lot of things going on in the news. JFK's files are being released. Wanted to know your thoughts on that, too. I'll give you our opinion. We'll reminisce back then to that fateful date almost 25 years ago. But you're listening to Out and About with Elaine. Good morning. I'm Elaine LaRoche, and we'll be right back after these messages.
My eyes beheld an eerie sight, for my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was the graveyard smash.
The Benevolent and Protective Order of Elks has been part of the Attleboro area since 1906. They have always been involved in community service and charitable fundraising, giving back to our veterans, supporting our seniors, and providing youth enrichment opportunities, such as soccer and hoop shoots, fishing derbies, and dictionary projects, while also providing academic scholarships. The Elks are over 800 strong locally, and their members are their greatest asset. To learn more, you can go to AttleboroElks.org. Remember, Elks care, Elks share.
My name is Lola Silvestri, and I'm going to be 95 this year. I spend a lot of time in my backyard. I feed the birds and the bees. I love my flowers. The color in my garden keeps the pink of my cheeks. I was very independent and thought I could take care of myself. I fell and I had to have Meals on Wheels. I love them. They're my savior. And I look forward to volunteers because they've all become my friends.
It's Meals on Wheels.
America, let's do lunch.
One in six seniors faces the threat of hunger, and millions more live in isolation. Drop off a hot meal and say a quick hello. Volunteer for Meals on Wheels by donating your lunch break at AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. This message brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
Hello there, Peterman here. And this is Out and About with Elaine. Nice to know that she's gainfully employed.
Good morning, everyone, and you are listening to Out and About with Elaine. My name is Elaine LaRoche, and we are playing themes of Halloween because Halloween is Tuesday. And we'll have to find out from Jim Corbin what kind of weather we're going to have. And hopefully it'll be a really cool, crisp night and no rain. Because I understand on Sunday into Monday, I think we're supposed to have some rain. But we'll just have to figure it out when he calls him. Well, there is a big, big controversy about the JFK files. For decades, the existence of secret government files linked to the President John F. Kennedy assassination has helped fuel conspiracy theories on other than Lee Harvey Oswald being involved in the murder. So now they're releasing over 2,000 documents, and I can't believe that this all happened November 22nd, 1963. So, I mean, is there anything really new and enlightening? I know that Donald Trump had the authority to block these 2,300 documents, but he didn't, so they've been released and everything. But some of the highlights, because they were just released and they're just going through different things and other news sources I was trying to pull down, really kind of said that that Oswald and Jack Ruby were connected some way and that there really was more to it than everything. Like, they brought in, like, the FBI. They brought in J. Edgar Hoover. They brought in the mob, Marilyn Monroe. I mean, it was all these things that we all kind of suspected in the beginning. But there's no concrete evidence that points to any one person actually, doing exact, like, putting a plan together, you know. They even suggested that Oswald was part of the CIA at some point. So I just say let it go. It was a terrible time. It was the first time that I can remember growing up as a kid to seeing such violence. And they kept replaying Jack Ruby coming into the jail area, the hallway there where Lee Harvey Oswald was walking down and shooting him. And that was the very first time that I seen violence on TV. And then fast forward to the Vietnam War, of course, where they had the body bag count every single night. It was just so horrific. It was just so horrible. But I do remember where I was when that happened. Now everybody says, oh, do you know where you were when this particular event happened or where that particular event, like 9/11, you know, like I know where I was too. But I was in elementary school when that happened in 63, and it was just really sad. We were released from school. People were sobbing on the streets going home. People were crying, and it was such a mournful time. We had 2 days off of school, and the funeral was, it was just really, the whole country mourned, let's just put it that way. People were never the same after that. They really weren't. Just like in 9/11 when that happened, people were never the same again. But the one thing that, if there was any good that came of this whole thing, is that our spirit of America and how strong we were came together. We all came together and we rebounded. And our country's never going to be the same. I mean, I worry for my kids' children, my grandchildren, and the next generation, because what kind of a world are we having here? You know, I'm very optimistic and hopeful that it will be a better place with technology and things. And I've talked to law enforcement agencies. Folks there have told me that, you know, they've deflected and they've deferred so many counterattacks of terrorism here that we are not even aware of. There are daily reports, you know, of people trying to do harm to us in malls and banking and other areas and that sporting events and things. It's just really, I don't know. I don't know. I just hope that we just have to be more visual. And I think that like when somebody, the new tagline I know in Boston train centers is that if you see something, say something. You know, I think we have to be more diligent, and that helps too. And there's a lot more security, but I mean, when we even fly, I mean, can you imagine getting on a plane, just walking on board with a ticket? You can't do that anymore. But we have those security things in place, so we all will be safe. And I would rather be inconvenienced a half hour going through a security line, going on an international flight, knowing that I'll be safe, or as safe as possible, I should say, you know, than ever before. So anyway, let's turn the page here for some good news. Boston Tropical in Plainville, remember that on the corner of 106? That place used to have like the best flowers, the best Christmas trees ever. Then they closed. Well, I'm happy to tell you that this landmark is now going to be opening because they said by popular demand, they're going to start opening. They're selling pumpkins and flowers and Christmas trees. And I'm really, really happy because this was a family-run business, and I've always gone up there, and I always love the selections of Christmas trees and that. And when they closed, I had to go down to, I'm a value shopper. I can't see spending $100 on a Christmas tree. I really can't do it. So I go to Home Depot, and for like $30 or $40, I'll do it. But in the years past, I've discovered when my boys were in Boy Scouts, right across the street from the Literacy Center and the courthouse and the library is the Boy Scouts will have a stand there selling Christmas trees. And so for the last 2 years, I bought them there. And the trees are just really cool. They're really nice. And they're cheaper than Boston Tropical, but a little bit more than Home Depot. But I always say if the Boy Scouts selling Christmas trees, I'll donate. If the girls are selling Girl Scouts cookies, I'll donate. You know, I mean, other things and cheerleaders and hockey, boys hockey, you know, I donate. When you see the kids in Stop and Shop for, you know, they're looking for money and stuff and nobody's going up to them, I'll go up there and I'll donate. What I won't do is if somebody just has a sign up that's talking about, there's this one particular thing is saying a drug rehab place, but there's no signage. They had no identification. So they're not known and they're not from the North Attleboro area. I have never heard of this organization. Then obviously I won't donate, but open your hearts and, you know, you got to do that. So, but Boston Tropical is open now until after Christmas, so that's really great to hear. I'm really, really glad that they are, because they're one of the, I always like to do the brick and mortar. I always like to support our local folks. I know a lot of us go up online, and I was guilty of that too, of Amazon and other online shopping, and we do that, I know, and I was really sad to see Benny's go. Clothes and everything. Now I hear that all the Kmart stores are closing. I know the one in Cranston is closing very, very soon. And it's just like online shopping has taken away the brick and mortar. And just remember, keep that in the back of your mind that sometimes it's better to go to the store, to drive to the store and see and support our local vendors, our local stores. It's so, so important to do that and remember that. So, That's all I have to say about that. But if you like brunch, and who doesn't like brunch? You're talking to the the breakfast queen here. And but brunch is awesome. And Bella Sauna in North Attleboro changed hands. Bella Sauna used to be Fullen's Cornucopia. And Bella Sauna just recently changed hands a few months back to new owners, and they're opening a Sunday brunch from 10 a.m. to 3. And I'm going to have to check it out. I'm going to brunch with a friend of mine tomorrow. I'll ask her if she wants to go up there. Last week, I went to one of the best brunches I've ever been to at Chapel Grill in Cranston. They have a huge brunch for, I think, it's $25. I know it seems a little pricey, but they have over 35 to 45 items. It's a full brunch. It's awesome. And I met my daughter Kelly there, and we had a ball. I mean, the pasta station, the omelet stations, and so much more. I mean, it was just really, really great. And the Chapel Grill offers for an additional $10 mimosas, unlimited mimosas and Bloody Marys. And we had a great time. We really did. But Bella Sauna, I just wanted to let you know, it's a local owned, new owners own it, and Sunday brunch is starting at from 10 a.m. to 3. So check it out on Sundays. It's just really a great time to go out to breakfast with family and friends and catch up. It's relaxing, and you have so many food items. Healthy choices, too. You know, at a brunch, you can do healthy choices, too. And but I just wanted to mention that they are starting that, too. So, hey, if you're a Simon and Garfunkel fan, we have Art Garfunkel is going to be in Woonsocket tonight. He's going to start performing at 8 o'clock at the Stadium Theater in Woonsocket. And the tickets, let's see, tickets are $36 to $56. So tickets are still available. And if you want to hear some old great songs from Art Garfunkel, check it out. He'll be here in Rhode Island at 8 p.m. at the Stadium Theater. So there's going to be a lot of different places out there that are offering trick-or-treating, and just be mindful of the kids that are going to be out there. And the Emerald Square Mall, I just wanted to mention, they're having a Boo Bash at 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. today, and it'll include a bouncy house and Halloween photo booth, which is going to be great, face painting, crafts, and coloring sheets, candy giveaways while supplies last, and they have more things from Disney, of course, and kids can check out all the new episodes on the Disney show, so I guess they're going to have something up there, and trick-or-treating. They're going to give away trick-or-treating bags, too, so this is all free stuff, guys, at the Emerald Square Mall. It's called the Boo Bash, and it's from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m., so check it out, or have the kids check it out. And let's see, what else is going on here? There's a giant meat and seafood raffle at the Attleboro Elks today. And the doors open at 11, and the raffle actually starts at noontime. They don't say, because I was really, really, really trying hard to find out how much the tickets are, but it doesn't say. But it's a fun thing if you you want to check it out, and all proceeds are donated through the to the Attleboro Elks. So that's really cool. So listen, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back with Jim Corbin. He's going to tell us a little bit about what's going on in the community as far as the weather goes. And hopefully, come on, Jim, give us some good news. But I have a feeling that it's going to tomorrow's going to be a little off. But anyway, I'd like to welcome you to Out and About with Elaine. I'm Elaine the Roach, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Hurt after a long night's sleep? Has your mattress seen better days? Is your current bedroom furniture a mixture of different furniture sets? The Bedding Center, located on Pleasant Street and proud sponsor of this radio station and high school sports, offers a wide array of mattresses along with beds, bedroom furniture, and odd-sized mattresses and box springs. You can reach them online at bedding-center.com or by phone at 508-226-8090.
What are all the things you witness online in a day? Cats playing piano, selfies on your feed, your friend's picture being turned into a nasty meme that's been shared 50 times, 51, 52. When someone's being bullied online, it's hard to know what to do. Now you can speak up with the witness emoji. It looks like an eye in a speech bubble, and it's in the symbol section near the clocks in your phone. You'll let the world know it isn't cool, and you'll let your friend know you care. Learn more at eyewitnessbullying.org, brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hello there, Peterman here, and this is Out and About with Elaine. Nice to know that she's gainfully employed.
Don't scare me, that is unbelievable. Mike's playing Thriller. I, if you listen to the show, you know that I'm scared to death of the dark as far as the spookiness and the the haunted hay rides and things like that will be some places that you will never see me only because I just don't like to get scared.
Offer you a safer thing at my church, Solid Rock Church in Cranston. We have Kids Candy Spectacular.
See, I could do that.
We'll do that, and you can eat all the candy. Bring your grandkids with you. That'd be fun.
That would be fun, yeah. Hey, listen, there's a lot of different movies that are coming out, and before Jim calls in, I'll just tell you briefly. Only the Brave, that's supposed to be a really great movie. It's based on a true story of the firefighters that were trapped in the huge fires out west. It's getting a lot of Oscar buzz on that, and yeah, All You Can See is a new movie, and it's a thriller. It's about a wife and a husband and wife. She's blind, but then she regains her sight, and then she realizes all these things that are around her that she may be in danger. So that's really interesting. The Kingsman Golden Circle, again, that's a really great, fun. Oh, that's a shoot 'em up, but it's really an interesting mystery, and I love stuff like that. For the kids, Goodbye Christopher Robin. It's about the author's life of Winnie the Pooh. And for kids, again, My Little Pony. So check that out. I have to tell you a story about My Little Pony. I know Jim's going to call in another second or so. But I brought my granddaughter Hazel to the mall, and because I couldn't go to her recital, you know, the kids get flowers and different things. Well, flowers die, and I said, you know what, let's go to the Build-A-Bear place in Emerald Square Mall, and you can pick out, you know, whatever you want. I said, but we're not dressing it, we're not putting in a heartbeat for $10, we're just going to go get this one thing. So we did. We went up, and sure enough, she did My Little Pony. And the guy, of course, was trying to upsell us and say, well, you know, we have these sales on dresses. I go, no, ain't going to happen. And for $10, we have a heart. No, ain't going to happen. And, you know, do you want to put in a scent, an odor? I said, if I wanted that, I said I could spray the thing with my favorite perfume so when she hugs it, she would remember me. You know, it'd smell like me. You know, why would I want to have, like, something that smells like lemon or blueberry or whatever? I said, no. I said, just the free one. So my granddaughter's laughing at me because she knows that I'm Grammy. So, but we had a good time. We did. We had a great time with lunch and all that good stuff. So I'm going to talk just real quick about some other things that are happening. Stony Brook Wildlife Sanctuary in Norfolk is a great place, and I mean it. I mean, it's really great things, and you can learn a lot about different things. But this caught my eye. It's like you can go there and learn all about squirrels. So, but you already know about squirrels, right? Because they jump from tree to tree. They eat all your garden vegetables. They live in Christmas trees. And they eat nuts. So, you know, why go there? Because you already know about squirrels. But I'm just kidding. If you want to go down to Battleship, Battleship Cove, they always got these wonderful things. You can trick or treat around the ships. Imagine that. And they have costume historical figures. There's educational activities. There's a spooky carousel and costume.
What
Oh, costume contest. Well, that's not too bad, right? But that's at Battleship Cove from 4:30 to 7:30. So check it out if you'd like to. And yes, I hear that Jim Corbin might be on the line, and we could ask him what he's dressing up as this year. Good morning.
Hello.
How are you doing today?
Oh, very well. What a morning. The sun just came up in the last few minutes, and nice clear skies, and boy, I'll tell you, it's for any outdoor activities today, it's looking good. But as I'm sure you've heard, tomorrow, especially tomorrow afternoon and tomorrow night, it's going to be a different story.
What's going to be happening tomorrow? It's not going to snow, right?
Yes, yes.
What?
Yes, we're going to have, right now I'm going for 6 to 12 inches. No, but we have what I call a southeaster headed this way. And this is one of the more potent situations I've seen. We've been monitoring this now, Elaine, for about a week. There's a system that could become Tropical Storm Philippe in the Caribbean right now. And that is going to merge with low pressure that will be developing. But this is the strongest sort of merger I've seen so far this year. Not to laugh about it, really. The story today, though, is beautiful. It's going to be mostly sunny in the mid-60s. If you have plans this evening, Saturday evening plans, no problem, falling back through the 50s, maybe even a few upper 40s. But the merging will take place tomorrow, and that is going to set the stage for what we might be sort of a low grade. You remember back in 1991, we had a storm. It was called the Perfect Storm just before Halloween.
Yes, I do.
They did a movie about it, Gloucester, yeah. The fishermen, and
right.
Stuff like that. Well, now I'm not expecting that intensity, but sort of a lower grade of that, where we're going to have the merging of a strong low pressure area from the west merging with what potentially could be a tropical storm, at least for a little while offshore east of Florida, coming up east of the Carolinas, and then they'll merge right over the northeast United States. That leads me to believe that we're going to have a more intense storm than you ordinarily would get. So the bottom line is the weather is going downhill as we go through tomorrow. If you have plans tomorrow and you have a choice of, well, do I really want to do anything outside tomorrow, the earlier the better, because we're going to start to see the winds increase out of the southeast. If periods of rain will increase. Now, again, the rain is a good thing. Well, we had that rain the other day for a couple of days. That filled up the reservoirs, the Manchester, the Norton, the Scituate Reservoir in Rhode Island, all the other reservoirs and ponds and lakes that need some water. That is the only good thing I can think of with this situation coming up tomorrow afternoon, tomorrow night. Now, of course, we have, again, a big football game at Gillette Stadium tomorrow, 1 o'clock in the afternoon. 70,000 people could be out in rain and wind. Now, again, I think the worst of it is tomorrow evening, but certainly the game will be affected somewhat by some rain. Now, we're going to have mid-60s today. Again, as I said, upper 40s, low 50s tonight, and then more mid-60s. But the temperature really isn't a big story. It's the fact that we still have, although some have come off the trees, we still have a lot of trees in leaf. So when we're going to have winds gusting, get this, late tomorrow afternoon and especially tomorrow evening from the southeast, winds would gust up to 60 miles an hour. Now, that is enough to easily take down trees and large branches, because the trees, again, talk about this all the time, the trees are acting like sails when they still have leaves on them. We talk about this all the time as well. If this were happening in January or February in terms of the wind speed, we'd have less issues because the trees are stripped of their leaves, so the wind is able to go through the trees. This time it won't. So I am highly expecting widespread power outages across much of the area tomorrow night into Monday. So as I like to say, not in a joking way, but make sure you have batteries. Make sure you, even if you want to fill up your tub for water, sometimes you have water that is not available when the power goes out. Again, I'm not expecting the entire area to be like this, but anywhere where if you live in a tree-lined neighborhood with wires, that's where you're going to have most of the power outages. Again, if you live in the downtown Attleboro, where there are very few trees growing, in the wires, there aren't as many telephone poles and wires, that's a place that you probably won't lose power. But if you live in an area, expect power outages beginning late tomorrow afternoon, tomorrow night. Now, again, it's not the worst thing ever. We'll get through it. by Monday afternoon, the winds will turn west, still gusting up over 50 miles an hour. And then the good news, Elaine, is the fact that Halloween on Tuesday is going to be mostly sunny, a light breeze, and clear for the kids and trick-or-treaters and whoever else is out on Tuesday afternoon, Tuesday evening. Temperatures in the 50s, and it looks mostly sunny on Wednesday. But we have to get through this southeaster, which is going to turn to a wester, as I call it, on the backside. This is about as potent a situation I've seen for this time of the year since that storm back in 1991. Now, again, I'm not trying to sound the alarm like it's the beginning of the end, but it's certainly for several hours, tomorrow, late afternoon, tomorrow night, into early Monday, it's going to be kind of a wild time. So just make sure you're ready with, again, if you have batteries, you want to stock up on those. Of course, you never want to use candles, real candles, this situation. Whenever there's a breeze going through the windows, things like that, the flame could go. You want to get those artificial candles or the just a good flashlight, because I wouldn't be surprised to see a good variety of the area lose power in areas, tree-lined neighborhoods that have the wires going through the trees. That's where you use power the most. But again, the good news is Halloween's going to be beautiful.
Well, I love that. That's great. Do you have a favorite Halloween costume that you wore when you were a kid?
Casper the Ghost.
Oh, really?
I was Casper the Ghost for a couple of years, and I always remember it because I've always had a kind of a round face, too. So when I wore those, the masks, with the simple mask with the string in the back, and then the costume down below, whatever. But yeah, Casper the Ghost. And then I used to go late in later years, adult parties as an old man with a beard, and I wore one of those things right over your head, so you never even knew who I was. So that was my bit. So Casper the Ghost was number one, and then the old man gray beard with a trench coat was the later one.
Ah, I see. That sounds like fun. Now, do you get?
I know. Goes from one extreme to the other, right?
Do you get? Why,
what's your favorite? What, when you were a little kid, what was your favorite costume?
Well, I was politically incorrect if I tell you what I was, but I was a hobo. I wore my dad's shirt and stuffed it with newspapers and ripped jeans before they became popular. And I remember this. My dad used to, if you take a wine cork and you burn it, you can ash your face. Like, you can put the cork. Once it cools, it turns to, like, black. And so you put, like, dirt. You pretend like it's dirt all over your face type of thing. And then go out and get a tree branch, break it, and with a handkerchief. And you wrap it up, and it looks like you're carrying a traditional hobo type look. But that was like the one thing that I can remember. And then also too, Casper the Ghost, as well, with those plastic. Oh my God, they were so hot, weren't they? I mean, and the slits, the lines where you could see out of. I remember it to this day. Like, I have long eyelashes, and I used to get stuck in the. So we used to take like scissors and try to cut it out, but then you could see all my eye and. Yeah, it was just crazy. But those two, Casper the Ghost too, and the that other look.
Wow, that's a good creative way to do it though. With the when you talk about the stick and everything else.
Oh yeah, we had to be that. We had to be very creative back then.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Well, again, it's that the good news. I'll end on this as always. The good news is Tuesday, Halloween, 31st. This upcoming Tuesday. The weather is going to be beautiful, but we have to get through this storm. Now, whether it's going to be still considered Philippe, the name, again, I remember I talked about this the last couple of weeks. We haven't had anything in the Atlantic for the last 2 weeks, but Philippe is next on the list. We do have the Tropical Depression number 18, which is now getting to close in on Cuba and then move northeast of Florida. Whether it's Philippe by the time it gets here or it's just the remnants of it, is not really the important thing. It's the fact that it's going to inject a lot of energy into what happens here from the main storm coming in from the west. So that's why I can't recommend enough. But make sure, again, it's going to be a tough afternoon tomorrow night, and really from the west, even though the winds will be drying out, strong winds from the west, we're going to have a lot of blowing leaves all over the place. This could be a complete mess of a time. beginning tomorrow afternoon and tomorrow night. But again, things will quiet down for Halloween. Now, whether Halloween is affected by power outages, because we could have some of them lingering for many hours in some areas, some tree-lined neighborhoods especially, that is the issue. So, again, it's a kind of a wild time, and it reminds me of a low-grade 1991 with that perfect storm where we had Tropical Storm Grace merged with low pressure, not in the exact location that this one will, but this is a low-grade reminder of what happened back in 1991 and what eventually, you know, I know I'm going over, I'm sorry, but what happened back in 1991 just around Halloween. And sure enough, it looks like it's going to play out again tomorrow afternoon and tomorrow night.
Wow, Jim. No, you can always go over. That's fine. You can always go over.
No, but I know you have a lot to get through, so I have a tendency to ramble, I know, but I'm serious about this. As beautiful as today and this evening is going to be, if you have plans this evening, it's going to be a lot different tomorrow in the afternoon and evening. And into even the Monday morning commute could be affected by the strong winds as well. So you want to worry about the wet leaves on the ground, which can be very slippery. We've had accidents in the past from people not slipping on snow, but slipping on wet leaves, either walking or driving. Mm. And that causes issues as well. So, again, we'll get through it. Everything will be all right. But it's going to be kind of a wild time tomorrow afternoon, especially tomorrow night. And I will talk to you, in 2 weeks.
Yes, that's right. Next week we take a hiatus. We have the Comic-Con lady that was a pre-taped show. So, yes, we'll be back the following week.
All right, Elaine. I'll talk to you then.
Sounds good, Jim. Thank you so much, as always.
You're welcome. Bye.
All right. Take care. Bye. All right. There goes Jim Corbin. Oh, my goodness. Sounds like we've got a little bit of a warning there. We have to take our last break. When we come back, we've got lottery and scores from high school football and so much more. You're listening to Out and About with Elaine, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets, and they all have one thing in common. Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard, that's optional. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Community VNA, with offices at 10 Emory Street in Attleboro, offers a wide variety of community-based health and supportive services to people of all ages. These programs are designed to maintain and improve our clients' well-being and quality of life. Community VNA is an experienced, compassionate home health agency certified by the state and federal government and has been named to Home Care Elite's 500, putting our agency in the top 5% of the nation for quality care. For more information, visit our website at www.communityvna.com or call us at 508-222-0118.
Hello there, Peterman here, and this is Out and About with Elaine. Nice to know that she's gainfully employed.
I found my thrill on Blueberry Hill.
Good morning, everyone, and that is Fats Domino, who passed away this past week. It's just really, really sad. Oh, so many great songs, so many great songs. What a fabulous career, what a fabulous entertainer. Unbelievable, unbelievable. I know we haven't talked a little bit about the fairs and the bazaars that are going on. I do want to mention one quick thing, that the Jack-O-Lantern Spectacular at Roger Williams Park Zoo, it still is running until next weekend. And they have over 5,000 uniquely carved pumpkins. So check it out. I believe it starts around 6 o'clock because they have to wait till it gets darker. But go to the zoo and check it out. It is spectacular. Also, listen to this. Charlie the Butler Ghost Party is at the Sprague Mansion Museum in Cranston today. And they have a musicians and magicians and light refreshments. And it's fun for the whole family. And costumes are, you know, optional. Confrida's Scary Acres, if you want to dare to go out there. Haunted Hay Rides. And there's a corn maze that is also haunted. No, I don't think so. So that happens from dusk, which is probably around 6:30, 7 o'clock to 10 p.m. It's a really interesting time. But they say that children that are 16 and younger must be accompanied by an adult. So I guess they've got some pretty crazy things going on up there. That is something that I won't be going into because, like I, as you know, I don't like to be scared. The St. Vincent de Paul Parish on Linden Street is having their annual Christmas Bazaar. It starts, let's see, Saturday from 1 to 6 p.m. There's raffles. There's going to be Christmas booths. There's going to be baked goods and candles and candy and crafts and decorations, wreaths, jewelry, all kinds of different things. So check it out. And they also have the kitchen on both days. So you can have a hot dog, hamburger, all kinds of different sandwiches, French fries, drinks. Of course, you have to pay for that. And, oh my God, on Saturday they have French meat pies. And they even have them for sale for $10. No kidding. I make French meat pies. Anyway, I digress there. So today, from 1 to 6, you can go down to the St. Vincent de Paul Parish on 71 Linden Street. And you'll see signage there because when I was driving through, there were a few signs that were mentioning that as well. So I know Mike and I were talking about different things. So let me get to the important things. If you played the lottery, I want to wish you good luck. And I'll give you my email address so you can send me the check later. Mass daily number is 1160. The Rhode Island daily number is 1525. Mass cash 9, 17, 30, 33, and 35. The Mega Millions 17, 27, 41, 51, and 52. The Mega Ball is 13, and the Mega Plier is 5. Interesting enough. All right, now Paul Healy told me how to read these sports. High school football. Yes, he'll be very happy about that. King Philip won over Barnstable 35-20. North Attleboro won over Walpole 28-14. Bishop Feehan lost to Hingham 25-0. They couldn't even score, poor Bishop Feehan. Let's see who else. Let's see. I'm reading. Mansfield won over Marshfield 34-14. Xavier 44 over Attleboro 6. Yikes. All right, that is the high school scoreboard that you care about here. So I do want to mention, just before we were on air, Donna Sprague's brother posted something on Facebook that she is in the hospital, and I won't give any more information out about this, but he did publicly say that she was in the hospital. So we want to send our prayers and our thoughts to her. And to remind you that Dominic is taking the week off next week, but Tom Rafferty is going to be filling in all next week. And Tom has guests every single day, he says. So you want to tune in still because Dominic's show will be on 6 a.m. to 9. And with our good friend Tom Rafferty. So, yeah, you want to make sure that you call in Tom just to support him and everything. So I hope that you have a chance to get out and about and do some wonderful things today. I mean, there are so many things going on in the fall festivals and the scary hay rides and the spectaculars at Roger Williams Park Zoo with over 5,000 pumpkins. And there's still plenty of time to pick out your Halloween costume. So at work, we had a pumpkin carving contest, and I seen this really cute thing about a beach scene. So if you go on Facebook, you can check it out. And my team actually won with another team. It was a tie, so we're going to combine our money. Actually, it's just like food cash. We don't give cash, but we'll have a breakfast or brunch or something like that. And speaking of brunch, reminder that Bellisona tomorrow 10 to 3 has a great brunch that's starting up. You want to check that out as well. So in closing, I'd like to thank Jim Corbin for calling in and giving us the updates of the weather forecast each and every Saturday. And I remind you, next Saturday we won't be live. We have a pre-taped show of Comic Con. I'd like to thank Mike Catanzaro, always keeping me on track and on and in my own right mind and telling me when to take a break. And to remind you that Tom Rafferty will be on next Monday in for Dominic from 6 a.m. to 9, followed by Paul Healy from 9 to noon. Our show Out and About with Elaine is on each and every Saturday from 7 a.m. to 8, followed by Kane and Company from 9 to noon. We want to wish Donna Sprague, my good friend and sister of WARA 1320, a speedy recovery, and can't wait to have her back here on air. And I'd like to thank all of you for listening to our show each and every Saturday. So from all of us here on WARA 1320, thanks for listening, and meet me back here in 2 weeks to find out what's the latest and greatest in our community. Have a great week, everyone, and happy Halloween. Nothing I can see but you when you dance.